Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about the many problems that we are facing economically and in our families. Perhaps you've been looking for a position, having lost your job of many years, or perhaps you have an aging mother who is having difficulty living on her own and you're struggling to do what's best for her. Or perhaps you are a couple who would like to adopt a child and are seeking guidance on how to go about it. These are just a few of the areas of concern in our daily lives where we may find help, regardless of race, gender, national origin, religion, disability, or age, through the Jewish Family Services of the Lehigh Valley. To help us become aware of the resources that Jewish Family Services of the Lehigh Valley offer is my guest, Executive Director Debbie Zoller. Debbie is an MSW and a licensed clinical social worker and comes to us with experience from being executive director of Jewish Family Service in Durham, North Carolina. She comes to us with warmth, experience, a wonderful sense of humor, twin daughters, and a loving husband. It's a pleasure to welcome Debbie Zoller to WDIY to help us take charge of our lives. Welcome, Debbie Zoller.
Thank you, Ellie. It's great to be here.
Well, we're glad you found us, as a matter of fact.
Me too. When you're new to an area, it's a challenge to get around, but it's good to do it and to be successful at it. That's part of taking charge.
Right, exactly, exactly. Tell me, how did you come to the Lehigh Valley? Charleston, North Carolina?
Well, the last 17 years I was living in the South. For a while I was living in Charleston, about 9 years, and I was living with my kids were growing up, and my husband was working in a business, and I really did a lot in the Jewish community there as a volunteer. So I served on the board of the Jewish Community Center. I ran a support group for older adult women called the Chat Room. And I was very involved. And then after the economy, I guess, changed a little bit and businesses took a turn, we decided, my husband and I, that it was time for me to go back to social work because I had taken a break. I had worked as a social worker for many years working with people who have developmental challenges, emotional challenges, physical challenges. I had taught social work. I had done a variety of different parts of social work. And all of a sudden, I decided to go back. And there was a job in a Jewish family service in Durham, Chapel Hill. And I had not been an executive director of a Jewish family service before, but little did I know that I would absolutely fall in love with the agency of Jewish Family Service.
And you have been here in our area, in the Lehigh Valley, since when?
December 17th, I arrived, and a lot of people said, why are you coming in the winter? Well, I think because if you can make it in the winter, you can make it any time. So for me, having been in the South for a long time, that was a challenge, but I am a northerner. I was raised in New York, so you know, it's really coming back to my roots. And on a personal note, one of the attractions of moving to this area is that I'm only 2 hours from where my parents, who are aging, live.
And where do they live?
They live in Westchester County.
Oh, in Westchester County. Yes, that's a good reason to move.
A great reason. And I can honestly say that I have spent more quality time with them since I'm up here. And that really enhances my life, and I hope it enhances theirs.
Well, I'm sure it does. And I want to talk a little bit about Jewish Family Service and how it helps enhance people's lives, because it serves such an important function at such an important time in our lives. And people are going through various difficulties, am not aware that there are resources in the community to be of help. And one of the things about the Jewish Family Service is that it's available to everyone, regardless of race, religion, et cetera. Is that correct?
It is correct. But people often think, when they hear the word Jewish Family Service, they think, oh, well, that's just for the Jewish community. And while it certainly does support the Jewish community, our services are open to the whole community.
And can you tell us, give us an example. One of the big problems, we were talking about visiting your parents who are older now, but one of the big problems that many of us face, and I know I did, is helping our aging parents to remain in place as they age. They have difficulty thinking about the idea of going to an assisted living facility. They just don't want to move. So give us an example of how Jewish Family Services has helped a person remain at home and has also calmed the fears and concerns of their adult children who are taking care of them.
Well, one of the ways Jewish Family Service helps people stay age in place is we have social work services that go into the home. So a social worker can go into the home and talk to a person who is aging about their lives and how they feel and what they need and some of their fears and some of their hopes and their dreams. Aging is often in our society seen in a sort of a negative light as a time when you're going to be more dependent and it's going to be harder to take charge of your life. But I think aging can also be an opportunity to really find out about yourself and really be who you are and maybe not have the same kind of inhibitions you do as a younger person. So one thing a social worker can do is go in and talk to the person who is aging about their options and about what kind of activities, and if they have depression or if they have anxiety about their lives, this is a great opportunity for people to talk about it. And the fact that we can go right into the home really helps, because a lot of people who are aging have mobility problems. The other thing we can do, if we have the permission of the person who is aging, is we can work with their children. Because what happens when people age is often you have a role reversal where the person who is aging in some ways is taken care of by the younger person. So how do you negotiate those different roles? One of the activities that I really enjoyed in Durham, and I'm looking forward to starting one here, is a caregiver support group where I could meet with people who are caring for aging parents or people who are caring for spouses who are experiencing memory issues. There's many people today who are experiencing memory challenges. And it's often challenging for the caregiver, and they need a place where they're safe and they can talk about their feelings about their parents.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Barbro. And this evening, we're talking with Debbie Zoller, who is the Executive Director of Jewish Family Services of the Lehigh Valley. I'm just wondering, can you give us an instance, perhaps where a caring family member, maybe a daughter or a son, was concerned about the well-being of their aging mom? Perhaps it could be a father, but can you give us an instance where Jewish Family Service went in because the daughter was concerned?
Well, I can think of a person that I worked with in a caregiver group who, this lady was amazing. She did not live with her mother, but she situated herself that she was like maybe a couple of streets down from her mother. And this woman would come in at breakfast time, prepare her breakfast. She would come in at dinner time, prepare her dinner. The mother refused to have any help.
Oh, I see.
So that was really challenging for this lady. And she was her mother's whole social life. She and the mother, because the mother refused to have help, her body kind of began to atrophy.
Yes.
Because she really wasn't using her muscles or exercising. So she had trouble getting around. So this daughter, who was so dedicated and lovely, she would come in, she would play checkers with her mother every night. I mean, she was just so dedicated, but she needed somebody to talk to herself. She had two adult sons, and she really didn't want to put it on the adult sons. She wanted to try, and she herself was a single parent herself, so she didn't have a spouse to lean on. She also worked full-time. In fact, she was in the radio business, and she was in educational radio, and she had she was a vibrant, very bright, lovely individual, but most of her time was devoted to taking care of her mother. Now, she had other siblings who lived in other places, but the siblings rarely came in to visit or help her. So for her, when she met other people, nobody's exactly alike. Everybody's unique. Everybody has their own story. But right. To meet people who understand what it's like to care for your mother. The other thing that was interesting about this lady is she did not have a very good relationship with her mother. In the beginning, there was a lot of anger, and their relationship had been very turbulent. So now all of a sudden you're caring for this mother who you didn't even really like that much. So it was an opportunity. So for her to talk about her relationship and how she got permission from other people that it's okay to not always be so happy about this role.
So she could be responsible, caring, and find ways, different ways of relating to her mother.
Yes.
And do the responsible, loving thing, even though she may not have liked her.
Right. She said that she felt really this was the right thing she was doing. She was very...
So the most important thing is to do the right thing, regardless of whether you like it or whether you don't. It's doing the responsible, caring thing. And that is really what giving is all about. And we're going to talk more about the other areas that Jewish Family Services participates in when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Cedar Crest College School of Adult and Graduate Education, offering graduate programs and professional certificates to further your education and strengthen your resume. Learn more at sage.cedarcrest.edu.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And with me today is a very fine guest from the Lehigh Valley, who has just moved here from Charleston, South Carolina. Is that right? I always get them mixed up.
I moved from Charleston, and then I moved to Durham, North Carolina. So from the Carolinas.
Okay, from the Carolinas.
That covers it all.
Who is the executive director of the Jewish Family Service of the Lehigh Valley. In the first part of the program, we were talking about how Jewish Family Service helped a woman who was in need of counseling. She was a caregiver. But Jewish Family Service also helps people not only with their aging parent, but it also helps with the economic position that many people find themselves in today and never expected to find themselves in today. But before we address the question of how Jewish Family Services helps with the economic challenges of today, do you have to be Jewish to access these services?
No, you don't. You do not have to be Jewish to access our services.
So we just call what number?
You call 610-821-8722.
And just ask, and are you screened in any way?
You are screened. I mean, we can't help everybody the way everybody wants to be helped. And that's one of the challenges and the frustrations sometimes, because we have limited funds and limited resources. But we will try to, if we can't help you directly ourselves, we will try to send you to the appropriate place where you'll also get the appropriate
help. So you provide an opportunity for people to make access to the different resources in the community.
Absolutely.
If it isn't Jewish Family Services, you'll give them other places to go.
Yes.
Where they'll be able to be helped, that they won't be left stranded.
Right, because I think the hardest thing, Ellie, is for people to ask for help. People often are ashamed or embarrassed, and they don't want people necessarily to know their business. And they're, a lot of the people today in the last 5 years we've seen are people who were very working a job. They were very educated. They never had financial problems before. And then they have a job loss or they have extreme medical expenses. And all of a sudden, it's really hard to survive.
Now, how does Jewish Family Service help that part? And many people are in that predicament today.
They are.
And what service does Jewish Family Service offer to help these people out of that dilemma?
Well, we do have a food pantry that serves, it's a partnership with Second Harvest, and it serves people in the 18104 zip code. And our food pantry is rather unique in that we do a screening with the people who apply for the food pantry so that we can try to provide them with resources more than just food. And they receive food usually once a month from our food pantry, but we would again try to give them other resources.
Now, there is something called the benefits checkup, and I think this is of interest to those people who may be finding themselves struggling economically, where they may not have had to struggle before and may not be aware of the many benefits that are available to them through the benefits checkup. Could you tell us a little bit about that, Debbie?
Yes, it's an amazing program. What it consists of is that people over 55 who are on a limited income or people who have a disability would be screened. It's a web-based screening. It's free. It's confidential. And we have a variety of volunteers who can administer the program. And what happens after you administer the program is you may find out that you're eligible for benefits you never knew you were eligible for.
For example?
I'll give you a great example. Is a gentleman came up to us. We usually have a booth at the Senior Citizens Fair in Allentown. And a gentleman who had been screened like the year before came back to the booth. And he says, I just want to let you know that you saved me about $6,000. Because of your benefits checkup, I found out that there was a benefit for my medication that was costing me so much money, and I was afraid I could not afford because medications are so expensive. So the benefits checkup turned out that there was a benefit with for this gentleman's medication.
What other benefits can be rewarded from the benefits checkup?
Sometimes utilities. Another thing would be Medicare B, paying sometimes the supplements, that there's assistance for paying that. Telephone. Do you know you can be entitled to a free cell phone if you qualify? From Assurance Wireless is one of the companies, and they give you 200 free minutes per month, so you don't have to be without a phone for emergencies.
And now very often people are reluctant to apply because they feel embarrassed. Because they are embarrassed because of the situation they find themselves in today, where perhaps last year, the year before, or a couple of years back, they were very affluent and had no problems.
Right. These are people who often contributed to our society. They were working. They were paying their taxes all these years. And they are now struggling, and it's embarrassing to be struggling, and they're just trying to make it on their own, and they don't realize that there are things that they're entitled to. And the government really, this was started by National Council on Aging. It's a way, a lot of people just don't have the ability to access all these different benefits. It can be very confusing and overwhelming to go through the process.
So if a person is perhaps listening or knows of a parent or a friend who might need this service, how do they connect with the benefits checkup program at the Jewish Family Service of the Lehigh Valley?
Just call Jewish Family Service.
At
610-821-8722. Also, we go out into the community and we do presentations on benefits checkup to try to do outreach. And we go throughout the whole Lehigh Valley and Northampton County, too.
So when you go do these presentations, give us an example of where you might do a presentation of a benefits checkup.
Well, I was just last week in Bethlehem at a, now I don't remember the name of it. It was a housing, like a high-rise housing in the downtown Bethlehem. And we go to their activity room and we serve refreshments and we had a presentation and then we offer the people the opportunity to sign up for a screening. And if they sign up for the screening, we come back and do the screening.
So you might come back to their area. They don't have to travel necessarily.
Right.
I think this is very important.
Absolutely. People don't have to come to Allentown, even though that's where our office is. And that's another thing about Jewish Family Service. It's Jewish Family Service of the Lehigh Valley. So we're here to serve the whole valley. We're not a big agency, but our outreach efforts are big, and we do want to reach people, so people need to call us. We don't know you're out there if you don't call us.
And you're available to evaluate and help them and give them other resources and for their own benefit. So we've talked about helping the aged stay in place. We've talked about benefits checkup. What other resources does the Jewish Family Service offer? Counseling, for example?
We do have counseling, and we have wonderful therapists who will see people of all ages. We pretty much specialize in children over 10 at this point, but we may look to serve younger children also. And families, and we do accept insurance from insurance companies that have a mental health benefit. We also work on a sliding scale so that if we can help people, we will. And if we can't help them again directly and provide these services, we will try to refer them to an appropriate place to be seen. But we want to expand our counseling services because we think that is often a key. Again, people need concrete services, but they also need opportunities to talk, to deal with their issues, to feel not isolated, to feel that they're getting feedback.
Can you give us an example of a success story with a counseling in the counseling area?
A good example. I mean, I let's see. Let me see. Think of a good example.
We have very often teenagers that are, you know, we want to communicate with our teenagers, and sometimes that can be problematic. It seems like in the middle school, particularly from the middle school on upward, we find that there are problems, communication problems, or we also find that young people, we may be discovering that they have learning problems. Does Jewish Family Service help in helping with resources for children with learning problems or autism?
Absolutely, yes. And I actually have a lot of background in that area. I can give you one example of a family that I saw where JFS worked with the mother who was going through a divorce. And she had a child who was a teenager, and he was seen by another social worker, and he had definite learning issues and challenges. So ideally, the mother was being treated by one JFS social worker, the boy was being treated by another, and then there were family sessions too. So every week, really, we'd catch up and you know, talk about what went on in the house that day or that week and try to problem solve issues. So this way, the boy had his own person to talk to, the mom had her own person to talk to, and then we would connect forces and really try to problem solve and talk. And we also worked with the school and worked with evaluations, and we really tried to look in every aspect of this person's life. Also helped them because there was some financial issues, helped with financial issues, found the mother was really nervous about going to apply for SSI, and she'd never done that before. So we were able to walk her through that process.
So it seems like the Jewish Family Service of the Lehigh Valley makes an attempt to offer comprehensive service. It's not an isolate service where you're working, let's say, with a teenager with communication problems or learning problems. You're working with this entire family system in whatever way they need, and incorporating, reaching out to other resources that might be of help. So that if you have a problem, if you are dealing with an aging parent who wants to age in place, if you have caregivers' concerns, and maybe you need a place to go to talk about your own position as a caregiver and the frustration and the anxiety that you've been feeling, or perhaps you have a child with a learning problem or a physical problem, or if you are dealing with a problem of having economic resources that are reduced, not because of anything you've done, but because of the circumstances of the society that we're living in, Jewish Family Services of the Lehigh Valley is a place to go, regardless of whether your race, what your family situation, your gender, your national origin, your religion, or age. This is a place to go. And tell us the number that we call.
You call 610-821-8722. And let me say, Ellie, that what's really a good takeaway message is that people sometimes are afraid to call, or they feel hesitancy of calling. You're really doing us a favor if you call. It's a way of helping us survive as an agency. Our mission is to help people. So if people don't give us the opportunity to help them, we're missing out.
Thank you, Debbie Zoeller, for helping us to take charge of our lives. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.